Matthew 26:36.
Our preacher had you pray for us.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another day, Lord, for life and breath, but most of all for salvation, Lord, that you love us enough to come down here and go through all the terrible torture and being spit on and despised, Lord, and then open your mouth, Lord God, you went willingly to the cross to die for us, Lord, because you love us, Lord. We thank you that you called down my angels, Lord, that you didn't give up and you hung and bear it, Lord God. You bore it for us so we don't have to die in our sins and burn in hell for all eternity. Lord, we just thank you and appreciate it this morning. Lord, we thank you that you're alive and on your throne and in control, Lord. You know everything and every situation. Lord, the hairs of our head are all numbered. Lord, we just thank you that you know all about us. Lord, you know our hearts, Lord God. Lord, you birth us into your family and put us in your son. And thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Thank you for a people, Lord God, that believe in you, that you've opened their eyes and showed them more of the truth. But thank you for this precious word, Lord God, and give us this holy book, Lord God, and pray. And just give us a desire to read it, a desire to pray, and a desire to witness, Lord God, that won't be long, Father, and eternity's forever, Lord God. And hell's a horrible place, Lord. We'd have a desire to see our families and our friends and neighbors saved, Lord. We pray you bless the service this morning. Give the preacher what you have for us, Lord. And help our hearts and minds to be upon you and receive it for Jesus' sake.
Amen. I'm going to back up and start in verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, all shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I not be offended. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I shall die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Now, I wanted to go back and read that because I wanted us to think about something. You know, talk is big. When there ain't somebody standing there with a shotgun on you, or a stick, or, you know, a mob, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
When there's somebody there fixing to, you know, make harm.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus knew that Peter would deny him three times. Jesus still loved him.
Yeah.
And even us as we are today, you know, here in America, it ain't that hard on us. There's countries in 2025 where if you speak the name of Jesus, you're going to die. Somebody's going to kill you.
Yeah.
They don't like him. They don't want him. They got their own gods.
Yeah.
And they don't want God Jehovah, our God, name to be spoken there. But, you know, Peter had all the good intentions in the world. He loved the Lord.
Yes.
But the flesh is weak.
Yep.
It is. It's very weak. You know, many times I've stood up here and said it. You know, I hope that in the day that if it ever comes in my life to where I have to choose between my life and my Lord, I just pray that I'm strong enough in the flesh. The spirit and the soul that lives on the inside is strong enough.
Yes.
But this flesh is awful weak.
Yes.
And as much as I love the Lord, I hope and pray that I would have the, and I'm going to say the word guts, to stand for my Lord, even though it would cost me my life.
Yep.
Like I said, you don't know what you're going to do till you are in that situation.
Yeah. I think we've all thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, I want to be able to stand here this morning and tell you 100% that I'm that strong.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. We don't know what we're going to do until we are actually in that moment, in that time. You understand what I'm saying, church? You know, we can sit there and make all the big brags we want. What happens when reality sits in? And you know, and I do. I pray that God will give me the strength. If that day would ever arise in my life, that I would be able to stand. Because facing death is a hard, you know, I know many times in funerals, you know, I preach that, you know, death is a wonderful thing. It's a, you know, you're moving from one life to the other. But that transition is scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary knowing that the time is here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want us to keep that in mind as we read on into what we're doing. That, you know, we don't know what we're going to do until that time comes. And it still goes back. I don't know what that young lady's name was there at Conby College or whatever. I think it was a college or a school. Some kind of school when, you know, that guy goes in there and shoots them all up. And she stood for the Lord.
Yeah.
And she died.
Yeah.
Just pray I got that much faith and that much love. Whatever it takes. I pray God will give that to me in that moment that she had. I mean, that, I'm going to be honest with you. That young lady, what she did is something that I pray that I could do. That I would have that much from my Lord that I would just say, all right, she, I'm not going to deny you. All right, 36. Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and saying to the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, tarry ye here, and watch with me. Now, we're starting to see Jesus knowing what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, the three men that he took with him had no clue what was going on. Mm-hmm. But Jesus knew that his death was close.
Oh, yeah.
And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou will." And he came unto the disciples and found them asleep, and saith unto Peter, "What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's what I was trying to, get to you while I go, you know. I mean, all he asked them to do was to pray for an hour and watch and wait. And they fell asleep. Exactly. And you know, when he left, he said, "Watch and wait for my return."
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest with you, folks. I have actually prayed myself to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you be praying, and then the next thing you wake up.
And then you start praying again.
Yeah. This flesh is weak. You know, we like to think of it being, I think back whenever I was a young teenager, you know, 13 on up to about 18 or so, you're thinking, you know, I'm invincible. Yeah. I got my whole life ahead of me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what. There's young men that I went to school with that did not make it through high school.
Yeah.
They wasn't as invincible as I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this flesh thinks it's big and mighty and bold and it can do all things, but I'm going to tell you something. The only way that things are going to get done is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Through Him, all things are possible.
Amen.
Through this flesh, most things are going to fall through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
But you know, the flesh is weak.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the reason why we need to feed what's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where our strength lies. Is through our spirit lined up with God's spirit and with God's help. That is on the inside, can be stronger for the flesh.
Yes.
But only through what God does for us.
Yes.
And how He, you know, what He does to make us strong.
Yes.
Our faith.
Yeah.
Having a strong faith,
mm-hmm.
folks, is. To me, that, you know, as far as anything that we can do, now we can't strengthen our faith. It comes from God.
Yeah.
That strength is from God, not from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, that's how God gives us strength, is through faith.
Yeah.
The stronger that I am on the inside from what God gives me there, the stronger I can be in the flesh. I mean, that kind of sounds, I hope I'm explaining it in a way that you understand it, you know. You know, the strength of the flesh don't come from lifting weights. and drinking beet juice. Through, yeah, through prayer, through the reading of God's word, you know, meditating on what God's, you know, given you. And having him to strengthen you from the inside out.
Yeah.
Rather than the outside in. You know, these men, I mean, you think about it. These three men that's with him right here. It's actually the first three men he chose. You know, other than Andrew. But even walking, I mean, they literally walked with God in the flesh.
Yeah.
And here we see where even as, I mean, walking with him, they're still in his flesh weak. You know, we find later on, as you know, you go through the great things that these men done.
Yes.
Even in their weakest point, when they had their weakest points, when they actually failed. You know, when that crop did crow, that rooster crowed, and Peter realized, and he went weak. Or how he did stand and cut off a Roman soldier's ear.
Yeah.
He was willing to fight. It's, I guess the nature of this flesh just, it flipped, to me it flip-flops. Mine, it flip-flops. And one day I'm strong, and the next day I'm weak.
Yeah.
But it says here in verse 42, you went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. He has said to what God wants. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Before he left heaven, he accepted what God wanted.
Yes. Yes.
That's why he come down here.
Yes.
And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to the disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let's go, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that do betray me. You know, Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. I mean, he's God, he's all knowing.
Yes.
And he is, you know, before this world was ever created, he knew what he was going to have to do.
Yes.
Question is, was it even, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for him to, and I'm talking in the fact of the main part. It wasn't easy. But he was God. And he knew that when he laid that old body down, that it was going to rise again.
Yes.
He knew. The Father would raise him up.
Yeah.
And while he yet spoke, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came with a great multitude with the sword and staff from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave him a sign, saying, Whosoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Now listen to this, friend. He called him friend. Mm-hmm. Wherefore art thou come? Now come. Then come they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which was with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. So, you know, Peter didn't make an attempt to fight.
Yeah.
But then Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword unto the place, for all they that take the sword shall punish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I can now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be. In that same hour, Jesus said unto the multitude, You are come out against a thief with a sword and strive to take me. I sit daily with your teaching in the temple, and ye lay not hands on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the Pharisee might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Now, you know, we know that he put the ear back on that priest. I think it comes up in the next section. But I just want us to think about, you know, Jesus knew what had to be done. He was going to have to be taken. He's going to have to be put to death. To do what needed to be done, which when he died and rose on that third day, church, he did all this that's being done here. He done it for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
He did it because he loved us.
Yeah.
So like I said the other night, we think a lot of his death. But we really don't think about what he actually went through. I mean, they tied him to a post and they whipped him. He didn't deserve one stripe.
Uh-uh. And they done it with that cat and nine tails.
Yeah. They beat him. They mocked him.
Mm-hmm.
They took his raiment and they, you know, and they cast lots for it. Mm-hmm. They took it. And, you know, for us, the word would be dignity.
Mm-hmm.
They stripped him of everything, mm-hmm, and hung him on that cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And It's hard for us to imagine that anybody would go through all that for us.
Yeah.
I can't see personally for myself where I would work. But I'm glad that he looked down and through the span of time and said that Joy was going to need a Savior.
Amen.
And I'll be it.
Amen.
And it, like I said tonight, folks, he didn't have to do it.
Nope.
He did it because he loved us. Amen. He went through all this. You know, you look in that last verse, it says there the disciples forsook him and fell in. You know, they left. Judas gave him the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And God had a purpose in it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, sometimes we go through things down here and we're like, why, Lord, are we going through this? I'm going to tell you something. That ain't none, that has not been a man born, ever been born, born now, or ever will be born. That is going to go through life and experience anything worse than what Jesus experienced for us. It's not ever going to happen. To me, this is the most worst death that anyone could ever go through. You know, if you hang a man, as soon as that rope snaps, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
This right here, it took him hours
mm-hmm.
to die.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered
mm-hmm.
pain. Could you imagine that back? They've been just been beaten with all those cat and nine tails and then placed upon a dry piece of wood. How it must stung and burn. Something to think about, you know, what he did for us there
yeah.
is so great. And he was willing to die for us.
Amen. Thank you.
And this morning, as we celebrate what he done for us, we've got a world out there that celebrates Easter in a different way.
Yeah.
They don't think about what the Lord had done. They'll, you know, what he done for us.
Mm-hmm.
How he died. How he suffered and bled. This morning we need to think about what he did for us.
Mm-hmm.
And how great of a sacrifice he really, really was. You know, when they were, you know, sacrificing animals, you know, they cut that animal's throat, or whatever it was. I think they cut their throats. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But, you know, however they done it. Them animals didn't suffer like what he did.
No.
That, you know, they were killed in a humane way, you know, if you can call it that. But Jesus, he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
For every one of my sins, he suffered.
Yep.
For every one of your sins, he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
For the people before us, he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
For the people after us, he has suffered. For all. Even the ones that deny him.
Yeah.
Even the ones that, you know, worship some other god or idol. He died for all. Amen.
Amen.
All right, that's all I got this morning. Is anything about anything in order? Okay. Oh, Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch each one that's here. And Lord, just today, just show us exactly, you know, Lord, just what your death really means to us. And help us to understand that you did it for us. And it was a great sacrifice from the Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.